Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show and Podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare Specialist Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. This is Justin Colvin, your host and entrepreneur, insurance agency owner. We do appreciate and thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic will be episode 34, what is changing in Medicare for 2022. So a lot's happened in the last week in terms of Medicare information, Medicare costs for seniors, and some people are up in arms, and yeah, probably for good reason. This is going to be a broadcast that'll be a little bit interesting, because some of these costs are the increases that have been handed out. This is from Medicare. This is from CMS, the Centers for Medicare Services, not from yours truly, Justin Colvin. I'm just the messenger, so don't shoot the messenger. But these costs are the biggest increases we've seen. And I'm going to go over that and unpack it and what those numbers are for next year. This is talking about your Medicare premium, like your Part B premium, your Part B deductible, your Part A deductible, the income-related modification adjustment amount cost for people that are highly compensated, what they pay. All these figures and numbers are basically determined every fall by CMS, which is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They determine these amounts, okay? And they quote, medical inflation, cost of health care, et cetera. Inflation's running rampant. We all know that. And that's, I think, a big part of this. But these costs are the biggest increases we've ever seen. That's what's happening for 2022. So I want to just unpack that. So I'll cover all that in the first segment. As I get into the second segment, I'm going to talk about how I think this will impact the landscape in terms of what plans people choose and their enrollments, what it's probably going to do in terms of the shifting, because there's two ways to do Medicare, right? Medicare Supplement and Medicare Advantage, and what I think may happen with that and how I can kind of help you navigate through this maze. So again, if you're just tuning in with us, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. We produce this show every week. It's 30 minutes of just actionable advice, hard-hitting information about Medicare. I try to stay relevant and cover current topics, as well as just best practices with navigating, choosing plans, what options are available to you. But this one's very relevant because this just came out last Friday. So again, it's episode 34, what is changing in Medicare for 2022? Our number, if you have questions or an idea for a show topic, just call or text. It's 850-632-0033, okay? And that's here for the folks in the Tallahassee area. If you're calling across the country, our toll-free number is 1-800-414-2044. Our website is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. And as I mentioned, we're an independent insurance agency, so our foremost goal every day is helping seniors with choosing the right Medicare coverage. And so we do that with all of our relationships with various carriers. We have about 30 different insurance companies that we represent as an independent broker. We don't charge any fees. We make money when you decide to use us to place the plan. That's how we're compensated. It's how most insurance agents are compensated. So a lot of people are sometimes not familiar with that or how the system works. You know, they think maybe if I call the insurance company directly, it's cheaper or less expensive. No. Doesn't work like that. The rates are the rates. And so even if a plan is a zero premium Medicare Advantage plan, people ask, how do you get paid? I don't understand. It's a zero premium plan. We still get paid for processing and submitting your enrollment. But use us or use somebody, a trusted source. We're an advocate. And that's how I like to look at this. You have this sea of information with Medicare, right? It's a maze. It's a mess. Don't do it alone. Have representation. Just like you'd have a good attorney or a good realtor or a good mortgage broker. Why would you want to learn all that yourself? Have a trusted professional, and we're better than that because we don't charge a fee. Again, we're paid by the carrier. So we have all the big names, United Healthcare, Aetna, Cigna, Humana, Florida Blue, WellCare, Mutual of Omaha, and many, many, many others. So we definitely can find the right fit. And in most cases, I'm able to reduce premiums for customers, lower drug costs, and provide more value, okay? So, and that you're dealing with a wealth of experience. I've been doing this for 7 years. We have thousands of clients around the country. We're licensed in about 40 states to do Medicare, and right now we're number one on Google in the Tallahassee area. We have over 50 five-star reviews. We're also committed to our local Chamber of Commerce. I actually just left our Chamber of Commerce meeting this morning. We are affiliated with the Better Business Bureau. We have an A-plus rating with them. So a lot of great things. And then also, we just got our TV segments finally produced, so that's going to be launching very soon on Fox 49. It'll be a one-minute segment. I believe we're going to be doing our Friday on the news, the 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. news segments. But that's going to be a great, I think, asset to the market here. Just get more value, again, more education, more entertainment about Medicare, just kind of help you navigate. So with all that being said, let's jump right into it. So this first segment, we're going to go over the main costs and what's changed for 2022. So as you know, with Medicare, there's two parts. We've covered that in detail, Part A and Part B. That's the main thrust, the main portion of Medicare was created back in the mid-60s. Part A is typically premium-free, meaning you don't pay for it because you've paid for it via payroll taxes as you've been working throughout your history. And the Part A is at no cost as long as you've had 40 quarters of work history, which equates to about 10 years of work, which most everybody can have. Even if you're a housewife, you probably worked 10 years in your life. So that Part A portion is free. Here's a fun fact. About 99% of Medicare beneficiaries have Part A for free. So it's very rare that we don't see Part A being free. It'd be a lot of times recent immigrants or just people that don't have the accumulated work history, right? Then they might have to pay for the A. But for most people, that, of course, never changes. Every year, Part A is free. You've paid for it via payroll taxes by working. What does change is the Part B, and that's what we're going to unpack right now. Part B, as in boy, is your medical coverage of Medicare. The A is the hospital, inpatient, right? B is everything outpatient. Part B is like your doctor visits, your labs, your blood work, outpatient care, imaging, et cetera, et cetera. So Part B pays 80% of the bill, and you pay the 20%. That's how it works. But you have to pay, of course, to have the Part B. Not a lot, but you do pay a modest premium. In 2021, as the recording of this broadcast, it's $148.50. That's going to go to $170.10. So close to a 15% increase, and so a lot of people are up in arms about that. That is the biggest Part B premium increase on record. I remember when I first got in the business, Part B was just $104.90, and that was in 2014 or 15-ish. So it's come a lot, and you know, between then and now, 2022, going to 170, that's, you know, close to a 70% increase over the last 6-7 years, right? So this, of course, being the biggest increase, and this was against what there's a board of trustees that kind of give recommendations, to the Medicare CMS, and they were not recommending this big of an increase. Okay, they're recommending a smaller increase, and they went against that recommendation and decided to have this bigger increase. And they note several things: rising prices and utilization across the healthcare system. That's driven the cost of healthcare up, and I probably agree with that. Also, there is a new drug that has been approved, and this is a very touchy source of debate here. It's called Aduhelm. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's an Alzheimer's drug, and it was just approved, barely got FDA approval, mind you. It's just a very slim margin. So there's a lot of concern about that. Maybe they shouldn't even approve this drug, but this drug is supposed to be extremely expensive, like over $50,000 a year to administer this drug, and it's administered in the physician's office. So that's why they're noting it, because you're thinking, well, that's a drug. It shouldn't be part of Part B. Well, no, there is. There's Part B as in boy drugs, which are things that are typically done in a physician's office, like intravenously. So if you take, you know, say you're a rheumatoid arthritis patient or MS patient, you might get some of these biologics, such as Humira or Enbrel, Remicade. They're extremely expensive. If you have Medicare and a supplement, it's all paid. So, but Medicare Part B is paying that because it's a drug done by a physician. It's administered in their office, right? Immunosuppressants can kind of fall in this category. And then additionally, this Alzheimer's drug is something administered in a physician's office. Hence, it's covered under Part B. So that's where they're noting, hey, we've got this new drug out. It's going to be super expensive. And anybody on Alzheimer's, this drug's now approved. And Medicare has to pay 80% of this obscene amount, this $56,000. But a lot of people think it probably shouldn't have been approved because it just barely, slimly got approved by the FDA. And supposedly the efficacy is not really there. It's like very, very minimal improvement. You know, and that's true of a lot of drugs. Let's just be honest here. A lot of drugs have very little efficacy improvement. They might be like, oh, well, we lower your A1C rating by 15%. Like, that's not that big. I mean, but that drug might be extremely expensive. I'm talking about diabetes now. But regardless, that's just a whole other topic. I don't want to get too far into the weeds. But that's some of the reasons they're notating this big cost increase of the Part B. Nothing you can do about it. It is what it is, but I just want to make sure the listeners knew about it. So starting in 2022, your premium for Part B of Medicare is $170.10. Most people have that premium deducted from their Social Security check automatically. It's out of sight, out of mind. So now you'll see a little bit smaller check. They did have a pay raise, a COLA increase on your check, but this is a bigger increase in the premium than what you're getting in your check amount. But regardless, that's what it's going to be for the next year. Now, if you are subject to IRMA I've covered before in this show as well. It's called the income-related monthly adjustment amount. You're going to pay even more, and you already know this because you're higher income. And I will get more into that after we get back from the break, and I'll go over some of those figures. Also, I'll cover the Part B deductible, many other costs, and what I think this is going to change with the landscape. Again, it's Justin Colvin here at the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. We'll be right back after these messages.
We can make a secret rendezvous. Just me and you. I'll show you loving like you never knew.
Welcome back to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. Justin Colvin, your host. I want to thank all our listeners out there for tuning in every week. Today's topic is an interesting one. What is changing in Medicare for 2022? Episode 34. So we're got a lot of content out there we've produced. We want to just thank everyone for listening, and hopefully you find all this information valuable and helpful. That's just what we're trying to do, is bring more clarity and more just ease of use with Medicare, right? It's a difficult subject. It's a difficult system to navigate for healthcare, and it shouldn't be, but it is. And so our goal is to make that clear and make it easy and simple. And so if you have questions or a show topic, or you want me to do a plan review, you have a family relative member that needs help with their plan, give me a call, okay? Our number is 850-632-0033. If you're calling outside the local Tallahassee area, our toll-free number is 1-800-414-2044, and again, it's Justin Colvin. Our website is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. And so, again, the topic today we're talking about is what's changing in Medicare for 2022. Mainly what I'm touching on is what came out last Friday. You know, it's kind of like bad news they tend to release on the weekend to try to not have as much publicity. But obviously, it was a big thing. Every year in the fall, typically Medicare comes out and tells you what they're going to be charging for the new year, okay? This is not me. It's not Justin Colvin, the Medicare Help Desk. It's not an insurance company. This is straight from the horse's mouth. This is from CMS, which is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They determine what these Medicare costs are going to be on a macro scale, like the Part A, the Part B, you know, Part B premium, Part B deductible, IRMA, et cetera. And so I talked about Part B premium, which everybody has to pay, unless you're on Medicaid. You can't avoid the Part B premium. You have to pay that, right? It's the premium that you pay monthly, a modest amount, and it's gone up over the years, which is $148.50 today in 2021, and as of 2022, it'll be $170.10 monthly. And that's what you pay to have that Medicare Part B insurance, which you definitely need because that's what pays your medical bills, 80% of them. And then once you have A and B Medicare, then you can choose a Medicare supplement plan, Medicare Advantage plan, Part D prescription drug coverage, and that's how I help people with those items. So that cost of Part B is influenced by CMS. They're the ones that set these amounts. So again, don't kill the messenger. That's the new amount for next year. Now, we were kind of getting into what's called IRMA, and this doesn't impact everybody, but about 10 to 12% of people are affected by IRMA. And I don't like that they do this. This is a very socialistic type thing, but it's essentially making people that have done well in life and been successful, making them pay an even higher premium. So then what the standard amount is. So, for example, that $148.50 that's going to $170.10, that's if you're what they call a standard earner, right? If you're a high-income earner, according to the IRS, which is more than $91,000 as of 2022, these are the new figures. If you're filing single, and if your MAGI, which is your modified adjusted gross income, is above $91,000, then you start to get you're one of the lucky ones. You get to pay more than the standard rate for Part B. And I have quite a few clients this is impacted. It's just unfortunate. It really sucks. There's nothing you can do about it. You can appeal it. But if truly the income is in these thresholds, these ranges, then you have to pay the higher amounts. And they adjust them by inflation every year. But, you know, if you're successful, $91,000 a year in retirement, it's not like a ton of money. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that make more than that. They've done well. They have pensions. They have annuities. They have 401k distributions, rental properties, et cetera. They could be well above that, right? And is that right to make them pay even more? How is that fair? But then someone on Medicaid pays nothing. the people on Medicaid complain about everything. It's amazing. It's like they get everything for free. There's still something to complain about. Meanwhile, the wealthy are paying way more than their fair share, but politics would have you think that's not the case, which it is. They pay much more in taxes, but you would think they don't pay anything, the way the narrative is today. But I'm not going to get too far into the political commentary because that's not the scope of this show, but I want to stay kind of on target. But yeah, I mean, you can pay anywhere from the 170-10, okay, monthly, which is the standard rate, depending on your income. I'm not going to go through all these figures, but they go from there to 238-10 to 340-20. These are all monthly figures, to 442-30 to 544-30. And the highest level, if you're one of the lucky ones that's over $500,000 a year of modified adjusted gross income, okay, that's if you're single. And if you're filing with a joint return, if it's over $750K, then you are paying $578.30. That's the new amount. So, and that's factoring, of course, that higher adjusted premium we talked about. So that's a lot of money to pay for Part B, but that's just, it is what it is. And what I'm citing is just off CMS's website. They had a article that I'm basically reading through, and it's got all these figures, but you can just Google, you know, if you're listening to this broadcast, just Google, you know, 2022 Medicare cost. Okay. And you'll pull up a litany of articles. Carriers put out this information, insurance agencies, I'm going to have it up my website, but it's straight from CMS, which is the, you know, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which is a government agency. So again, they're the ones, if you're mad, call your representative, right? It's the federal government that sets these amounts, but that's what IRMA is. And that IRMA stands for income-related monthly adjustment amount. So that's for the folks that have the higher income. They have to pay these higher premiums. And, you know, it's just, it's unfortunate, but that's what they do. They also do it on Part D, believe it or not, the drug plan. You can have a surcharge for that too. IRMA applies to both Part B as in boy and Part D as in drugs. It does not apply to your Medicare supplement plan. It does not apply to your Medicare Advantage plan, but it does apply to that Part B and Part D. So it's just unfortunate, but it is what it is. I want to go over that. The Part B deductible, let's cover that real quick too. So when you have Part B, which is the medical component, the medical benefit coverage for Medicare, Part B as in boy, you obviously pay that premium, which has gone up. You obviously have a deductible too. Okay, if you have a supplement plan, it may cover that deductible, like Plan F covers the Part B deductible. But if you don't, then you pay the Part B deductible, and it's still relatively small. So, I mean, if you think about it in terms of what other people pay, I've got folks that have individual health insurance plans from Obamacare or just through an employer group, like my wife, and her deductible is, I think, $3,000, which is not awful. Some people have $5,000 and $10,000 deductibles. So just to put everything in a frame of context, so don't be too upset. Things on Medicare are still pretty darn good, let's be quite honest. So, but the Part B deductible is $203 as of today, 2021. In 2022, it's going to $233. Now, that may sound like a big increase, $30, which is about 15%. So it's a lot if you're just looking at percentage. But in the grand scheme of things, let's be really totally honest here, $233 deductible is nothing. Ask someone who's – I've got plenty of folks that are self-employed. They have $5,000. $7,500 deductible, right? Okay. They would love to have a $233 deductible. That's a pittance. It's very small. But from what it's coming from, to a lot of people, it's a big increase. And of course, this is our most vulnerable population. Seniors are on a fixed income. I don't agree with what they've done. I think it should have been the amount that was recommended by the trustee board. But CMS decided to take their own departure here and have a big increase. And they can cite inflation. They can cite this new Alzheimer's drug and the cost of healthcare increase, and I'm sure all that goes into it, but that's still a big increase for our seniors. And that, I don't agree with what they're doing, but I'm just trying to pass out this information so you know. But this all takes effect, of course, next year for 2022. All right, it's already occurred. So that's a lot of the cost, and I'm not going to go into every other thing. There's, you know, obviously the Part A has a deductible. That's the hospital portion that gets adjusted. And these figures, again, it's just, you know, this is just a informational broadcast to let you know. And every fall, CMS comes out with these new figures, okay? So this is a regular yearly occurrence, nothing new. If you're on Medicare, you obviously know about this. And they typically notify you. So you're going to get a letter in the mail fairly soon, if you haven't already, about these new figures. But it's just to educate you on what it is. Now, what's the shakeout? That's probably what the biggest question is. What's going to happen? There's a couple ways this could go, but I mean, as cost increase for Medicare, a lot of folks don't have huge disposable income in retirement. There's like a stat, I think it's over 40 or 50% of folks retired live on Social Security alone. Like, they're not getting pension money, 401k distributions, IRA, rental income, part-time work. It's just Social Security. I mean, imagine what would happen if people lost Social Security, if they didn't have that. I mean, you're talking about like tens of millions of people to be like homeless. That's all they're relying on. So when these costs go up, you know, it may not sound like a lot to the working population, right? But for a senior that's on fixed income and doesn't get a very big increase on their Social Security check, these costs are real cost. So what I see a lot of what I think is going to happen in the next few years, and a lot of it's just with inflation. We have rampant inflation. Our government's printing money like no end. And I think we can just expect costs to go up across the board on everything, not just healthcare. So one thing I think is you're going to see occur is a lot of people are going to transition from a Medicare supplement plan, those that are the most vulnerable that don't really have the income to justify, because the supplements are going to go up too. I mean, it's inflationary, right? Your supplement's not going to stay the same. If it's $140 a month, it'll probably go up 5 to 10%. Now you've got that increase, plus the Part B premium increase, plus deductible increase, cost of food, housing, rents are at all-time high. So something's going to break, right? So what I see a lot of probably going to happen here in the next few years, and we're already seeing it, it's a lot of migration from Medicare supplements into Medicare Advantage plans, because Advantage plans don't have a premium. They're a zero premium plan, right? And they include the drug coverage. They include dental, vision, hearing, and many of them offer money back. So if you're on a very tight income and these costs are going to be a burden to you, then an Advantage, although it does have higher risk, right? An Advantage plan is not a supplement. Of course, it has the out-of-pocket expenses, but we're going to see more people go in this direction just because they got to make ends meet. That's what I see happening. But if you have questions about unpacking this more, want to review your plan, give us a call. Again, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk radio show. Our number is 850-632-0033. And our website, just simply themedicarehelpdesk.com. But thanks, folks, for listening, and have a great week.